here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of the Scottish poet and journalist Kate Clancy, born in Glasgow, 1965, author of many collections of poems and a memoir entitled What Is She Doing Here? A Refugee's Story. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Cunningham, 1952, Cincinnati, Ohio, grew up near Pasadena, author of the novel The Hours, came out in 1999, story of three women, different times and places, one of whom is Virginia Woolf. The three women all tied together by Virginia Woolf's novel, Mrs. Dalloway. Cunningham said, "When I was 15, I read Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway because a girl on whom I had a crush threw it at me and said something like, 'Why don't you read this and try to be less stupid?' I did read it, and although I remained pretty much as stupid as I'd been before, it was a revelation to me. I hadn't known until then that you, that anyone, could do such things with language. I'd never seen sentences of such complexity, musicality, density, and beauty." His most recent novel, Michael Cunningham, By Nightfall. It's the birthday of John Philip Sousa, the March King, born Washington, D.C., 1854. Tried to run away from home at the age of 13 and join a circus band, but his father enlisted him in the U.S. Marine Band. And Sousa went back to the Marine Band years later as its leader. While he was there, he wrote Semper Fidelis, which became the official march of the Marine Corps. He composed all kinds of music, suites and fantasies, dances, some fight songs for universities, but he's best known for a piece he wrote on Christmas Day, 1896, The Stars and Stripes Forever. He loved trap shooting, wrote three novels, a full-length autobiography, and he hated the record player and the recording industry. He thought record players meant that people wouldn't sing anymore. And it's the birthday of the sci-fi and fantasy novelist Catherine Asaro, born in Oakland, 1955. Best known for her series of novels and novellas, Saga of the Scholian Empire. Catherine Asaro, who holds a PhD from Harvard in the field of chemical physics and member of a think tank called Sigma, made up of authors of speculative fiction who advise the government on future trends that may affect national security. Here's a poem by Baron Wurmser entitled Great Plains. As children, we lay on the ground and let the wind flow over us. On our backs, we gazed up at the deep-seated sky and felt dust darken our eyes. On our stomachs, we gripped the earth and heard the ground groan. When we returned to our homes that huddled beside a few spindly trees, we felt abandoned. Any edifice seemed false. The technicolor sunsets ridiculed us. How to stand up? How to take the wind in your chest and not huff and choke? When Henry Spotted Horse collapsed on Main Street one autumn afternoon, I looked down cautiously. His eyes were staring in different directions. Son, you have to live for hundreds of years before you know anything. A poem by Baron Wurmser, Great Plains, from his collection Scattered Chapters, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.